Now, from the Republican administration's budget to the Democrats picking a new national party chair, it is pretty much a done deal for the former presidential candidate Howard Dean of Vermont. He will likely be anointed by the Dems at the National Committee meeting this coming weekend in Washington, D.C. Chris Sullentrop writes on politics for our partners at Slate Magazine. Chris, how certain are the Democrats that Howard Dean is the right guy for this?
I don't think they're entirely certain about it. The state and local chair people are extraordinarily excited about him. They think he's the guy. He's going to give them new money, new energy, run candidates all over the country, not just in a handful of states. But the establishment Democrats, the Washington Democrats, are a little leery.
And they are leery because Howard Dean remains this political figure who doesn't quite look like the Democrats from Washington. I mean, he's got stuff coming out of him.
Well, his entire presidential campaign was based on attacking Washington Democrats, so you could understand why they don't like him. You're right. He just doesn't talk like them. He doesn't look like them. He self-consciously holds himself up as not being one of them. And, you know, it's also not accustomed to have a famous party chairman. It's sort of unusual to have someone of this high profile, and they're not sure if it's going to be good PR or bad PR for them.
I've seen a debate on the internet over the last 4 or 5 days as it became more clear that indeed it's going to be Howard Dean. And it sounds like there's quite a division in the Democratic Party, and that's exactly what you say. State and local people saying, we really like this guy because he can excite people. And Washington people saying, well, he excites people, but the people he excites are too few to actually win elections, and we need to be more centrist.
Exactly. And he's also turned off some big donors who've said, hey, we don't really like this guy. But the interesting thing is that fundraising has changed over time. It used to be that fundraising was a very sort of Washington and New York activity. It was about calling up people. This is what the party chairman did. He would call up a handful of people who basically financed a majority of the party's activities. They would give 6- and 7-figure donations to the party. That's illegal now. So now it's about exciting and energizing a whole host of small donors over the internet, and really about provoking and angering those people and getting them fired up and willing to pull out their credit cards and give you money. And Dean will probably be good at that.
Well, there are two questions for Howard Dean coming into this job. One, what do you say to those Washington figures who indeed are successful national politicians who say we need a centrist message, we need to appeal to the broad middle? And two, what about the basic organizational skills of running a party? Does Howard Dean have those?
On the first half of that question about whether or not he's a centrist, the Democratic Party really might be better off having him as party chairman than having him not be party chairman, if that's the message you think the Democrats need to have, because he's pledged not to run as a presidential candidate in 2008 if he becomes party chairman. And presidential candidates, not party chairmen, are the ones that determine the party message. I mean, Howard Dean had a lot more effect on John Kerry's platform in 2004 than the outgoing DNC chairman Terry McAuliffe did. His job is, as you said, organization. And I think that's the big question mark here. Yes, his campaign raised a lot of money, but it also blew a lot of money. I mean, he went through $50 million and he got absolutely nothing for it except for his home state of Vermont.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the ballot box column for Slate. Or he has. Chris is leaving Slate to begin a freelance magazine assignment. We hope he'll be back here. Chris, thanks and bye for now.
Thank you.